Welcome to Cannabis Business Minds Podcast with your host, Simone Samaluka-Radzins. Join me where I'll take you inside the ins and outs of this brand new and exciting business called cannabis. Connect with me on Calligia.com and follow us on social media as well. And here's today's show.
It's been a minute. I don't think I gave anybody the lowdown about, you know, why there was no podcast episode at all in 2019 and, you know, what's kind of the game plan for 2020 and just a little bit of an update with me. So, you know, this is going to be, 10, 15 minutes of a chat. So hopefully you stay tuned. I've got some really interesting podcasts that are coming up. So I want to tell you about those as well. Well, let's get into it. So for all of you who are in the cannabis industry, I'm very curious as to why you're in the cannabis industry. Is it because of your love for the plant? Is it because it's changed your life from a health perspective? It's changed a family member's life? Like, I would love to know, because my journey was really with entrepreneurship. I decided to get into the cannabis industry when I moved from Europe back to the United States. And I thought to myself, okay, I think it's time for me to start my own business. I've been consulting for other businesses for my entire career. And it was all big, multinational, Fortune 500 companies, teaching them best practices on finance and operations and traveling around the world and learning a ton of things. But I knew when I left and when I started this new journey that I wanted to make an impact. And I'd always wanted to make an impact in small to medium-sized businesses. I think that, I mean, you listen to the politicians and we're all about kind of the small business owner and the small family. And I think that, you know, generational wealth, how is that built? Well, a lot of people don't have the opportunity to get a retirement or an inheritance from a family member. They are either responsible for just going the employee route and saving and putting in their 401k. And in the United States, we know that there's a lot of issues with just being in that employee route where, you know, it's pretty hard. If you look at what's happening right now and imagine you had a massive amount put into stock. Well, with the coronavirus and kind of which this crisis that's going on right now, well, we see that a lot of people, if that's all their money had been put in, they could have, you know, had a huge hit to their savings and their profit and what they had been working on building just overnight. But that's entrepreneurs in general, right? That's money management. But I had always had this feel and this desire to help people that were so creative and so passionate about their businesses. You know, it makes me so happy to meet the business owner behind the coffee shop, the business owner behind the restaurant, behind the tech company, the business owners that want to change the world, that are so passionate about what they do, that sometimes they get blindsided that they're actually running a business. And so I thought to myself, what better way to kind of jump into my own entrepreneurial journey than to teach entrepreneurs what I already know, what I'd already been doing with businesses. And so 2014 rolls around and I picked up some big consulting gigs, so not small businesses. And I started learning about the cannabis industry. And I remember seeing a magazine like Marijuana Today or something like that, but it was a mainstream magazine. I thought to myself, that's the industry that I want to work on. I knew nothing about the plant. I knew nothing about the benefits. And in high school, I definitely had my fair share, high school and college, of my fair share of cannabis. A lot of my friends ended up opening dispensaries, right? So I was very aware of the cannabis culture, but I was never aware of the business behind it. So anyway, that was kind of my journey into it. So I didn't start the cannabis industry because I didn't even know any of the issues that faced it, right? Like I think a lot of people, but I didn't know that it was going to be this big green rush then. I just thought, what a fascinating industry, and shit, it's illegal. So that's my kind of entrance into the cannabis space. And why am I telling you this right now? I'm telling you this right now because in 2019, my life shifted so much. 2018 was one hell of a year. I felt like I was riding really, really high, you know, getting some amazing clients, some A-list celebrity clients, you know, highly coveted licenses in West Hollywood. Things were going well. Things were going super, super well. Still, I felt like I was getting a little bit away from my why, but I couldn't tell that. And, you know, mid-2018, everything kind of felt internally like it was crashing. One of the main reasons was that my mom was diagnosed with cancer, and that was really hard. It was really hard because, you know, that's a very scary disease. You don't know anything about it. It was really hard because I wasn't living in the same place. And I think it was really hard because I don't deal with death that well. So 2018, you know, the middle of 2018, my whole world kind of shifted. You know, I think that I realized, you know, some of the activities that I was doing, I stopped working on Calogia. I was only doing consulting. I was working with business partners that I didn't really like, that weren't really ethical business partners at all. And I just felt bad. And I felt so bad that, you know, I took a big break. I think my last podcast episode was in October of 2018. And just trying to get sorted out with everything that was related to my family and to kind of what my own priorities were, that took time. And so 2019, so then my mom, she got this surgery, you know, she had throat cancer, and they're like, yeah, there's a 95% chance that you will be successful with this cancer treatment. And so that rolls around, you know, January hits and the cancer comes back, and it comes back very bad. And with all the stuff that I had done in cannabis, I tried to convince her, like, hey, should you kind of go a cannabis route? I talked to a lot of the oncologists that she was working with. They wouldn't really support one way or another. And she ended up having to do chemo and radiation that almost killed her. And I'm serious, it almost killed her. I think she was on her deathbed so many times, and it was one of the scariest things that has ever happened to me, and I believe probably to my family. And I can only imagine, because there's thousands of people who are suffering from cancer and who are suffering from dealing with family members that have cancer or any other chronic illnesses. And I feel you in every way. I think everyone's experience dealing with this is so different, but it really can hurt. It can hurt how you feel. It hurts you so deep inside. And to watch what the pharmaceuticals are kind of putting in with chemo and radiation, it's just devastating of what it does to your body. And, you know, having CBD and having THC, as you know, you'll see that I'm going to get a few more people just to talk about the benefits of this on the podcast. I mean, it's tremendous. It truly helps solve a lot of the health issues that anybody's facing. It can help as a preventative measure for many people. And so 2019, I actually ended up moving from LA to Portland to be closer to my family. I got engaged. I got married. Like, it was just crazy. It was a very crazy year. My mom now in 2020 is cancer-free, thank God. And I ended up just not doing anything in cannabis. Again, tried to launch a woman's venture with not the best business partner or strategic partner, and that didn't really work. And it made me really kind of get back to trying to find my why. And I'm so curious of all of you entrepreneurs, like, how do you know what your why is? I think that for me, this finding my why, it's like there's this book, Man's Meaning, Search for Meaning, and, you know, really finding our purpose. And it's so interesting of, you know, how often, if you're not even kind of in tune with why we're doing things or why we're acting in a certain way, that we kind of forget about why. Like, it's not about money. It's not, I mean, it's about money in terms of, yes, you need to have financial freedom, but that should never be your why. Your why, I think, is the impact that you want to make in your life. And then you hopefully can translate that to your business. why brings so much clarity into why you're doing things and why you get up every day. And I think I've said why so many times, but it's true. It's like when you find your why, and many people are in search of this for their entire life. You know, I think that some people translate why with purpose, and, you know, finding purpose does not happen overnight. Finding purpose happens every single day. And I think it goes into a lot of the service of others. And so this year, so 2020, you know, 2019 rolled around and that was a pretty hard year. And I knew that I would be moving to France, and then I knew that I wanted to kind of get back with, you know, my why. And I felt like I had lost it, and losing that sense of why, I'm not sure if any of you ever have, but it doesn't make you feel good. It makes you feel a way that, probably is anxiety and depression. It makes you feel not confident in yourself and not confident in your business ventures. And so, you know, I spent 2019 figuring out, wow, I don't feel my why. I don't feel like myself. Like, how do I regain this? And how do I find this? How do I start fresh? And a lot of this work, and this is what I'm working on, and this was my first session that we taught in the mastermind, a lot of this work goes back to building your core and building your essence. Because leadership, purpose, all of that is a series of actions, repetitive actions and habits that need to be formed and repeated to help you get back to your essence. That's what it's all about. And so finding my why, I'm still on that search, but I know that with movement and with building a business why, at least, I'm closer and closer to finding my why, and I'm feeling better and better every day. And so what I'd love for, you know, honestly, what I'd love to hear from all of you is, you know, how did you find that why? What did that mean to you when you found that why? And how are you, now let's take that to business, now how are you using that why to fuel your passion for your business? Because when you think about great leaders, great leaders start with why. Great, and this is Simon Sinek. Like, I'm not going to plagiarize that one because he's just a huge, I'm a huge fan of all of his work. But really, how I've been thinking about all of this is that as an entrepreneur, you have to have your own why. That why is what is going to keep you up at night working because you're so passionate, and get you up in the morning because you feel so good about what you're doing, right? That's you. But then you put that to your business. You put that to how you treat your employees or your contractors and your vendors. And most importantly, and you'll learn through, you know, through a series of these kind of videos and kind of talking, most importantly, when you work with a team, you put that through your team, because everybody wants to, if you have that why is a big purpose. And that purpose, if you can translate that purpose to your business, that not only helps sell and communicate and offer things to clients, but it also helps build this amazing workforce that when you're building a bigger business, if you're not just going to be a solo entrepreneur forever, something that is so important. So guys, I'm just, you know, thank you for listening to that little like why section. It's definitely, you know, check out Instagram. It's what I'm going to be focusing on this month, because it's what we're focusing on, the Profit Mastermind this month. But thank you for listening to that. And I just wanted to give you an update on some upcoming episodes, and I'm trying to drop them weekly. So this is what we've got in store. We've got in store this fantastic interview on cannabis advertising and marketing with the CEO of Tarot CBD. She was able to get her business within 1 year into Saks Fifth Avenue. So that's pretty huge. And she's talking all about kind of branding and tactics, marketing tactics. We've got a very interesting interview coming up with cannabis and media and the role that media plays in cannabis. And, you know, business owners, it could be interesting for you just to kind of hear that perspective. I'm going to be doing, and I'm so excited, this probably is going to be launched, this four-part series that will go every other week, unless you want it like just Netflix style, let me know, is about the rise and the fall of MedMen. I've been doing a lot of research on kind of what's going on there and what's been happening. So it's going to be a four-part series. So we've got that We've got a podcast coming up with an EFT that's traded. All talking about kind of investments in the cannabis industry. I think that's very important right now, seeing kind of that the stock market is going down, and will cannabis be an interesting way for investors to kind of move their money when we know that tourism is going to go down and a lot of the and markets in general are affected. We've got some podcast interviews with some scientists and some health professionals. It's so important, just as I kind of mentioned, all the stuff that my mom had to deal with. And I know that a lot of listeners have actually asked me about getting connected with some of the CBD people. So we're going to talk about kind of health and cannabis and health and CBD. And then we're going to focus on entrepreneurship, just like always, but like how entrepreneurs are actually doing things that you can apply in your business. Guys, this is, you know, this is something that I'm totally focused on and I'm totally excited about. And I hope that this is the kind of content that you want. So let me know if there's something else that you want that I'm not giving, because, you know, I think about what I would want and I just feel that I'm guided to do some of this stuff, but I'm hoping I hear from some of you that it's helpful. So those are some of the upcoming episodes, and the goal is to drop them weekly. That's the goal. So that's pretty exciting. And then two really cool updates. So as I'm obviously kind of refinding my why and really working on building my core, Calogia is up. Calogia is up and running, and it's not Calogia, the online network, because that is Cannabis Business Minds. So Cannabis Business Minds, y'all, community, we have a platform to connect, because I realized all of you entrepreneurs wanted to get connected with each other, and I didn't have the best way to do it. The Facebook group ended up just being a little bit weird because I wasn't regulating it or moderating it the way that I needed to be. And so the community that we have online is an online directory. So you can list your business, you can list your cannabis services, you can find other people. What's super cool is that you can search through location and skill. So like, let's say you're in Michigan and you're looking for somebody in cultivation, you can go to the online directory, you can geo search Michigan, you can even hone in on to Detroit, and then you could search somebody in cultivation. And so that's pretty cool. I would love for you to join. It's free to join. If you want a bigger account, like a professional or a business, it's a small annual membership, and you can use the code 20 off, 20 off, and I think you get 20% off. So shout out there. And then Cannabis Finance Bootcamp, that's all on Calogia, which is super great. And then launching a profit accelerator as well. So definitely check those things out. I would love for you all to connect with me, and I'm being serious about that. One other thing that we do have is the Slack channel that I just post random things in. It's like kind of like if you're a solo entrepreneur and just working with, you know, yourself or a very small team, it's a way for us to stay connected. It's also a way that I just share information that might impact your business. So y'all, thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Simone Samuka-Rodzins, your host of Cannabis Business Minds, and I wish you the best week ever. And please stay healthy, and of course, wash your hands and do the cough with the way that you should be doing the cough. All right, take care.
For listening to today's show. This is your host, Simone Samuka-Rodzins of Calogia.com. I hope that you find this episode entertaining and insightful. My goal is to educate all of you about this exciting business, because knowledge is power. If you haven't already, head on over to Calogia.com to connect with me and to meet other business leaders in the professional cannabis community. Also, if you like this, please go into iTunes and leave the Cannabis Business Minds podcast a 5-star review. See you next episode.